AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is the start of a two-day campaign bus tour for Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz in Georgia. Walz started his day first in Boston, speaking to a firefighters union.
It was you who built the middle class, and we know that when unions are strong, America's strong.
The Georgia trip is a makeup visit from earlier this month when the two were set to embark on a seven-state swing tour introducing the new Democratic ticket. The North Carolina and Georgia legs of the trip got scrapped as Tropical Storm Debbie battered the region. Harris and Walz will be interviewed by CNN tomorrow. Donald Trump has been asking for days why Harris won't speak to the press.
Why doesn't she do something like I'm doing right now? She can't talk. We can't have another dummy as a president.
Trump running mate J.D. Vance blasted Harris for bringing Walz along for the CNN interview. More than 300,000 people in Michigan are without power. Severe storms toppled trees and limbs onto power lines. Severe storms also toppled trees in the Chicago area, damaging homes and cars after 2 days of heat that set a record high of 99 degrees yesterday at O'Hare International Airport. The White House's China and the U.S. will plan for a phone call in the coming weeks between President Xi Jinping and President Biden. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has been meeting with China's foreign minister in Beijing. Sullivan's first trip to China as National Security Advisor was aimed at keeping high-level communications open and stabilizing bilateral relations with China to avoid conflict. Israel launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank that killed at least 10 Hamas militants. Israel says the operation is aimed at preventing attacks on Israeli civilians. A Russian missile slammed into Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi Rih was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed four civilians at a hotel. This is AP News. There is a dispute over ice cream near Boston.
Officials in Norwood, Massachusetts, shut down 12-year-old Danny Doherty's homemade ice cream stand, which was raising money for his brother's special needs hockey team. But residents rallied to raise thousands instead.
I don't understand it because there's so many lemonade stands and they don't get shut down.
Danny's mother, Nancy Doherty, questions who would complain about him selling ice cream.
I wouldn't say I was angry. I was really disappointed. Really disappointed that somebody, you know, felt the need to complain.
Town officials say they shut the ice cream stand down over legitimate health concerns and after they received hate mail and death threats over the dispute. I'm Julie Walker.
A new study says people who volunteer to donate a kidney face an even lower risk of death from the operation than doctors had long thought. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.